A lot of the music you hear comes from production music libraries. These are collections of sound cues that are licensed for use in media. It's like using stock footage in a movie, convenient for a producer who can't afford or be bothered to hire a composer, which is why stock music has become as universal as it is generic. The concept of production music is as old as talkies. Film studios have had reels of generic music they would reuse to accompany fight scenes, love scenes, and chase scenes. Companies now offer the same service to anyone making video and audio content. It's fun to browse their catalogs. The music is categorized by emotion, with descriptions like dark tension and warm reflective moments. The banal mid-century instructional film vibe of old production music is ripe for satire. But even newer stuff has become ubiquitous. Movie trailers have to use it because the trailers come out before the soundtrack is even composed. And if a trailer goes viral, there's nothing stopping everyone else from using the same piece. You gotta admire the design. It goes down easy like fast food and fulfills its purpose without drawing attention to itself. It's functional and forgettable as the beige color schemes of cookie-cutter suburban homes. Some of it is even pretty good. It's just kind of sad that it's off the rack and not custom-tailored. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.